John Nelson of OSG Sport Radio, formerly of the Score Television Network in the ATL, joins us. John, what's up? Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
No worries. Anytime, Gabe. You know, the Benoit toxicology report was front and center for about 2 hours before all hell broke loose with seven this afternoon.
Yeah, it was a busy day. Busy day in Atlanta, Georgia. The, you know, CNN finally has some programming. Doesn't pertain to Paris Hilton or Wolf Blitzer arguing with Michael Moore, but that's another story. What's the fallout right now in Atlanta? What are people saying? Are they saying, you know, fuck Michael Vick, let's move on without him? If the Atlanta Falcons don't release him, there's going to be hell to pay? Or are people still going by the old, well, you know, he's innocent until he's proven guilty?
Well, you got both sides of the whole thing, and you know, I will go ahead and say this, is that some of those comments are along colored lines, and that's the way it's always seemed to have been in this particular case. They do look at the innocent until proven guilty, and that's what the team is looking at right now. But you do have those that think that it is a witch hunt, it has been a witch hunt, that it couldn't be Michael Vick, and that you have a lot of legal people just chasing after another high-profile athlete. So it is pretty much split down here, regardless as to what you may hear on a lot of other places.
Now, Dante Culpepper is available, and it is interesting and ironic that on all days that he finally gets his release, that it is the day that this comes down as far as Michael Vick is concerned. Arthur Blank, whatever, you know, the team has the typical statement on their website. They're, you know, just stand by them, and, you know, they're disappointed and all that other type of stuff. But what do you believe the Atlanta Falcons will do right now with Michael Vick?
They're gonna sit on him, because right now you have a cap situation that, even if things had hit the fan before June the 1st, the salary cap hit with his bonuses would have been about $22 million against the cap. This year it's six. If he's waived, it's 15, so it's not as bad. And where Dante Culpepper is concerned, I heard the discussion earlier in the day here on Hardcore. Culpepper doesn't necessarily fit the Bobby Petrino system. Right now, Rich McKay has said publicly that if there is a suspension that were to come down the line, they've got a quarterback in Joey Harrington that they're confident with. Of course, I think Rich McKay is on an island someplace, and he's entitled to his opinion. When the three quarterbacks in camp are Harrington, DJ Shockley, and Chris Redman, who was brought in because he's familiar with Petrino's offense. I think that the offense probably works at a faster pace than a healing Dante Culpepper could give you in an Atlanta Falcons uniform, and I think that Petrino would fish or cut bait with those three right now.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's a good point. I don't know how healthy Dante Culpepper is right now. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing to me that with all throughout the past 3-4 years that they had Matt Schaub on the sidelines, and there was so much talk about Matt Schaub, they finally trade Matt Schaub, and now ultimately you got to believe that you know, they would have been more comfortable with a Matt Schaub there instead of a Joey Harrington. Now, you mentioned their public confidence in Joey Harrington for one reason or another, but after Joey Harrington, there's nothing there. Redman and Shockley. I mean, Shockley is, you know, he has some upside, I guess. He was a decent college quarterback at Georgia, but, I mean, you know, it's not a realistic proposition to go into a National Football League season with.
Well, but come on, you know, we're talking about Atlanta, which has never had back-to-back winning seasons within the history of the franchise. If you go back to the 1970s, the town was referred to in Sports Illustrated as Losersville. And there's always been in the back of people's minds that jinx of when's the other shoe going to drop. So anything that doesn't make sense for what happens in Atlanta. You think of Billy Knight and the Atlanta Hawks. You think of the Braves and Bobby Cox in the postseason. So it's just the whole part of that whole jinxed thing that people are always looking at when it comes to this particular town. So any common sense, think the opposite. That's what will happen here 9 times out of 10.
John Nelson joining us, OSG Sport Radio. Of all the days for this to happen, and, you know, the timing, it's amazing. Ovi Mahaly of the Atlanta Falcons joined us last night, and he thought that Michael Vick would be starting the season with the Atlanta Falcons. I believe that if they had something, they were going to pull the trigger, and evidently they did have something, and, hey, they did pull the trigger. Now the question is Roger Goodell. It's hard to get into this guy's head, but Roger Goodell has been Guy's been, you know, as pissed off as John Wayne has been, you know, in an old school movie. He suspended people before they've even gotten their day in court. You look at Pac-Man Jones, been accused and he's been charged, but it hasn't stopped the commissioner from pulling the trigger and suspending players. How long will it be before the NFL suspends Michael Vick for being indicted? As you got to believe that the precedent is there for Michael Vick to be suspended, regardless of what happens in the courts.
Right. You know, you're dealing with the Federal District Court of the Eastern District of Virginia. They don't call it the rocket docket for nothing. You could have, you know, something coming down the line a lot faster than a lot of people would think when it comes to legal proceedings. And I think that once this timetable is set in the next couple of weeks where Michael has to show up in Richmond, he has to have his picture taken, he's got to go through, you know, the walk of shame into the courtroom, into the courthouse, and get everything done to where there will be a set schedule, don't be surprised that something happens, say, in the next couple of weeks. You know, you have training camp that's going to happen in a week. Everyone and their mother will be there, from Access Hollywood to E! Entertainment to your favorite network, the Worldwide Leader, and all of the local guys. They'll be in one place, and the Falcons will say what is politically correct. Michael Vick will probably want to say nothing, but probably somewhere in between, if the Jolly Roger is going to keep his MO, then you may have something happen, because his patience level has always been very, very short. And he even told Michael Vick, he pulled him aside at the draft and said, hey, you know, watch it. And apparently he hasn't watched it.
Yeah, you mentioned a Worldwide Leader, Yeah, this just in, Chris Mortensen, ESPN reports that Michael Vick's been indicted, actually. And I'm so surprised they haven't hopped on this and claim credit for it as well. John, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. John Nelson, OSG Sport Radio. Good stuff, John. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, Gabe. You got the number.
John Nelson. Goodell, unlike Gary Bettman, is a man of action. I imagine will slam Michael Vick with a suspension sooner rather than later.